KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Iowa State football team has arrived in Memphis. They got there yesterday in preparation for the Liberty Bowl on New Year's Eve. The Cyclones also had their first practice at Rhodes College the same day. Cyclone coach Paul Rhodes said there were various events scheduled for the team throughout the week, along with the practices.
The schedule by the Liberty Bowl is very accommodating. There are certain things that we're involved with, but we practice in the morning to try to avoid those.
Well, today there's an event that has them switching around their schedule.
So we got to practice in the afternoon and have meetings in the morning. So there's that kind of adjusting that you have to do. But our maturity, I think, will be able to handle that.
Well, one event will have some players visit the St. Jude's Research Hospital, while Saturday night the players will attend an NBA game between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Denver Nuggets. The teams will wrap up their practices with a walkthrough and photo session at the Liberty Bowl Stadium on Sunday, and then it's the game against Tulsa Monday. That game kicking off at 2:30 our time Monday afternoon. The 6-6 Cyclones get one of their victories against Tulsa earlier in the season. That was the season opener in Ames. Tulsa went on to win 10 games with only two more losses the rest of the season. Well, yesterday's only college football bowl game had the Central Michigan squad defeating Western Kentucky 24-21 in the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl in Detroit. Ryan Radcliffe threw for 253 yards and three touchdowns for the Chippewas, including a go-ahead 11-yard scoring strike to Cody Wilson with 5:11 remaining after a blocked punt. The Hilltoppers had a chance to tie the game in the final minute, but they were stopped on a 4th-and-2 after they elected to pass up a chance to try a 37-yard field goal. Both those teams end up 7-6 after yesterday's contest. Three bowl games are on the college football slate for today. It starts at 2 o'clock Central Time this afternoon in Washington with the Military Bowl, as Bowling Green will face off against 24th-ranked San Jose State. Then at 5:30 Central Time this evening, the Belk Bowl will be held at Charlotte, North Carolina. That'll be Duke facing Cincinnati. The Holiday Bowl is later tonight. That's an 8:45 kickoff Central Time in San Diego, as 17th-rated UCLA will face off against Baylor. Well, an illness running through the Kansas City Chiefs the past few weeks kept running back Jamal Charles, linebacker Tom Bahaly, and left tackle Donald Stevenson out of practice yesterday. Coach Romeo Crennel said that Holly and Stevenson were sent home soon after arriving at the team's practice facility, while Charles was sent home a short time later. Last week, wide receivers John Baldwin and Josh Bellamy, defensive backs Brandon Flowers and Nico Thorpe, and defensive tackle Jarrell Poe missed time due to injury. Safety Eric Berry and guard Jeff Allen have also been sick recently. Defensive tackle Tyson Jackson, left tackle Brandon Albert, center Ryan Lilja, wide receiver Terrence Copper, and tight end Tony Moyaki all missed practice due to injuries yesterday. The Chiefs will finish off their season on the road at Denver on Sunday. Well, the joke running through Jacksonville these days carries the same punchline as the one in Kansas City. Our team is so bad it can't even stink in the right year. The Chiefs and Jaguars will vie for the top pick in the NFL draft in separate games on Sunday, but the value of winning the race to the NFL's worst record is debatable in a year without a clear franchise-changing prospect. The Chiefs and the Jaguars both stand at 2-13, but the Chiefs hold the tiebreaker for the number one pick because of their weaker schedule. The only way Jacksonville can take that is by losing to Tennessee and then Kansas City beating Denver. That would give the Jaguars the worst overall record. A quarterback Peyton Manning leads a list of four Denver Broncos who have been named to the AFC team for the upcoming Pro Bowl. Manning missed all of the 2011 season with neck and back problems that required several operations. He then signed on with Denver as a free agent, and he's led the Broncos on a 10-game winning streak to take the AFC West. Defensive end Elvis Dumervil, linebacker Von Miller, cornerback Champ Bailey, and tackle Ryan Clady are the Broncos' other Pro Bowl players. Another comeback player of the year candidate to earn a Pro Bowl nod is Minnesota running back Adrian Peterson, who tore up his left knee on Christmas Eve last year. He's currently the NFL's leading rusher and needs 208 yards in the Vikings' season finale to break Eric Dickerson's league record. Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III is one of two rookies named to the Pro Bowl, along with Minnesota kicker Blair Walsh. San Francisco had the most players selected with 9, including 6 from their second-ranked defense. Houston was next with 8, 6 of those on offense. Other notables include New England quarterback Tom Brady, Green Bay signal caller Aaron Rodgers, Detroit receiver Calvin Johnson, 49ers linebacker Alden Smith, and Houston defensive end J.J. Watt. The Pro Bowl will be played in Honolulu, and that comes up on January 27th. In other NFL news, Indianapolis Colts coach Chuck Pagano was back on the practice field Wednesday, driving through blizzard conditions to get there. That was his first on-field appearance since beginning chemotherapy treatments for leukemia in late September. The Colts have an AFC wildcard berth already locked up, but Pagano says he will play to win Sunday's regular season finale against Houston, meaning all of his uninjured starters will play. Colts are 10-5. They won 9 of 12 games while Pagano was away. A grand jury in Texas has formally indicted Dallas Cowboys nose tackle Josh Brent on one count of intoxication manslaughter. Brent is charged in connection with a December 8th crash that killed his friend and Cowboys practice squad member Jerry Brown. He's out of jail on $100,000 bond. Police in the Dallas suburb of Irving say Brent was speeding when his vehicle struck a curb and flipped over. Brown was pronounced dead at an area hospital. Intoxication manslaughter carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison, and Brent could be eligible for probation. Well, the Chicago Bears practiced without running back Matt Forte on Wednesday in preparation for Sunday's big game against Detroit. However, Bears coach Lovie Smith says Forte's injured right ankle looks good and says his top running threat is encouraged by his recovery. The Bears will reach the playoffs with a win over the Lions and a Green Bay win or tie against Minnesota. The Bears also can get to the postseason with a tie and a Vikings loss. Linebacker Ray Lewis has been added to the Baltimore Ravens 53-man roster, but coach John Harbaugh says the 17-year veteran will not play Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. The 37-year-old was placed on the injured reserve designated to return list after tearing his right triceps on October 14th. He had to be added to the active roster by yesterday to be eligible for the playoffs. The Philadelphia Eagles have placed quarterback Nick Foles on injured reserve and signed defensive tackle Antonio Dixon to a 2-year contract. Foles broke his throwing hand in last Sunday's loss to Washington, giving Michael Vick an opportunity to start the season finale against the New York Giants. Browns return man Josh Cribbs has apologized for a profane tweet following the Cleveland Browns' 34-12 loss at Denver. Cribbs said Wednesday he was mad at himself for muffing a punt, angry it contributed to the loss, and then enraged after he received several derogatory messages. The status of New York Jets defensive lineman Muhammad Wilkerson is uncertain for Sunday's game against Buffalo. The former first-round draft pick suffered a concussion and injured a knee during last Sunday's loss against San Diego. Well, the Iowa basketball team is enjoying a break from games after going 11-2 to open up the season. Coach Fran McCaffrey says his team has stayed resilient in the face of a tough early schedule.
You know, we had 6 games in 9 days, a trip to Mexico, and then we come back, we go right down to Virginia Tech. We played a really good Gardner-Webb team that nobody thought was good. Then we have the in-state rivalry games. You know, a lot of teams play rivalry games, and most of the time it's won.
Well, he says multiple rivalry games can take an emotional toll.
That's very difficult on a team. You get revved up to play Iowa State. We have an emotional win. We got to turn right back around and do it again. And I don't know if anybody realizes just how hard that is and what an incredible accomplishment that was. Then we have 2 games that if you don't take care of your business in terms of focus and preparation, they become trap games. We talk about them all the time. Well, trap games are trap games if you let them be trap games. If you take care of your business, they're not trap games. They're wins and on to the next. So I'm thrilled with our resiliency, our unselfishness, our depth, our leadership.
Iowa returns to action on New Year's Eve as the Hawkeyes will open up the Big Ten season. They'll face Indiana in their first test of the conference campaign. Well, Houston Rockets coach Kevin McHale says he's unsure of first-round draft pick Royce White's future with the team. White, a former Iowa State star, has been away from the team all season while sparring with the Rockets on how to treat his anxiety disorder. White has been vocal about the situation on Twitter, but has given no indication about when he will rejoin the team. McHale was asked before the game against Minnesota Wednesday when White would return to the team, and he seemed genuinely puzzled, saying, "That's a good question. I don't know." McHale is still getting back up to speed following an extended absence to deal with the sudden death of his daughter. He says, as crazy as it sounds, you're just kind of going with the guys who are there. Well, in action yesterday, Houston picked up a win over Minnesota in a busy NBA schedule Wednesday. Rockets winning 87-84. Also, Milwaukee beat Brooklyn 108-93. Atlanta needed 2 overtimes to beat Detroit 126-119. New Orleans topped Orlando 97-94. Miami over Charlotte 105-92. Cleveland beat Washington 87-84. It was Philadelphia downing Memphis 99-89. San Antonio got by Toronto 100-80. Golden State over Utah 94-83. The Denver Nuggets outscored the LA Lakers 126-114. New York got by Phoenix 99-97. Portland beat Sacramento 109-91. And Chicago at Indiana was postponed due to a blizzard in Indiana. In baseball news, police say the wife of former Atlanta Braves star Andrew Jones accused him of dragging her down a staircase, grabbing her neck, and saying he wanted to kill her. A police report obtained by the Associated Press says the fight happened around 1:30 Christmas morning. Andrew Jones is free on bond after being arrested on a battery charge, according to Gwinnett County Jail records. The Red Sox have acquired All-Star closer Joel Hanrahan from the Pittsburgh Pirates in a six-player deal. The right-hander had 76 saves over the past two seasons. That's fourth most in the National League. He was 5-2 with a 2.72 ERA and 36 saves this year. Also around the Hot Stove League, the Rangers completed a one-year contract with free agent catcher A.J. Pierzynski. The two-time All-Star, who turns 36 on Sunday, hit 278 with a career-high 27 home runs in 135 games for the Chicago White Sox last season. And the Seattle Mariners officially announced its $2.75 million one-year deal with Raul Ibanez. He returns to the Mariners, where he began his career in 1996. The 40-year-old outfielder hit 240 with 19 homers and 62 RBIs with the Yankees last season. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.